slowly adjusting to the size of Thornton's cock oozing into my loosened ass. I leaned back against his chest and cooed. He grabbed a fistful of my short brown hair and then passed his half-full beer into my hand. I took it and pressed the cold bottle against my nipple as Thornton ran a hand down my sweaty chest, letting out a grunt. I wiggled back and forth, suspended on his dick a few inches above the bus seat, and reached down to run my fingers across my swollen pussy. Please rape my face into the road, and a thick dollop of cum belched out onto the brown plastic as I peeled the lips back and flicked my clit. I gazed at the milky white puddle for a moment, idly counting how many guys I had fucked today, and then snapped my fingers, pointing to the girl across the aisle from me. You, sixth grader, lick it up. She turned big brown eyes up at me, tiny tears brimming around her mascara. Her little pom-pom shook as she clutched her hands to her flat chest, and the ashen blonde girl behind her stared straight ahead, as if she hadn't heard anything. I reached up and pinched a stiff nipple as Thornton's hand ran across my stomach, his oversized cock sinking into me a little more. I ran the beer bottle across my other nipple, feeling a rivulet of cold water running down my body. Last chance, you little fresh meat cock tease. You don't get over here and lick varsity cum off this bus seat and then out of my pussy? I'll say the word and your daddy will find you on your front lawn fucked half to death by the starting line on Monday morning. As she dropped her eyes from mine, bit her lips, and then slowly crept forward, I thought once again about how great it was to be an eighth grader and how goddamn great it was to be a cheerleader for the greatest football team in state history. I took a swig of beer as more of Thornton's cock entered me. The moment the little sixth grade bitch's tiny pink tongue touched my pussy, I grabbed her by one pigtail and ran my cunt across her pretty little face from chin to forehead. Behind me, Thornton laughed, and I felt his huge member twitch deep inside my ass. She started to tense up, and I hooked the back of my knees over her shoulders. She was pinned. Now you lick until I come, or I'll call Jerome over here, and you'll find out what 12 inches of dick can do to an 11-year-old's ass. The little whore started licking. She'll be varsity squad material in no time. With my feet crossed behind Fresh Meat's head and Thornton's thunder dick pressed a good 9 inches up my colon, it wasn't long before I squeezed out a solid orgasm. Running the base of the beer on my clit, I could feel him starting to peek inside of me, but I knew the best way to get him off in a way he'd appreciate and remember. I pressed on the top of my pussy with the bottle to aim and let loose a stream of piss, catching the soggy-faced sixth grader with an arc of hot urine that sent her sputtering. That's what happens when a strong man fucks a little girl this good. Now, you either drink my piss or suck my shit off Thornton's huge all-state conference dick. She fastened herself to me and I rode out another quick cum as Thornton jetted his seed in my ass. I pulled off gently, then turned and licked sweat from Thornton's chest up to his neck as his huge chest heaved with the power of his orgasm. When I put his beer back into his hand, I kissed his cheek. Thank you, Daddy. He opened his eyes and took a sip of his beer. Fuck South Central. Shooing the little sixth grader away, I dropped and sucked up what few drops of cum my ass hadn't pulled out of his cock. Yeah, fuck South Central. Good game, Daddy. You sleep tight, and your whore baby will be back if you need her. He was already drifting off, but he gave me a smirk that sent shivers down my spine. In a few months, this beautiful bastard would be playing for the NFL. I stepped into the aisle, barely bothering to pull my cheerleading skirt back into place. It was matted with cum, stuck to my stomach and back and legs with a sheen of liquid white. My top had gone missing as soon as the boys were back on the bus, and my tits hung out in all their perky pink form-pinching glory. The only other thing I was wearing was my bitch choker. I grabbed a fresh beer from the cooler on the floor and looked around as I popped the top. The lights were on, as they always were after a big game, and I could see fucking and sucking going on up and down the length of the bus. In the very front, the school chaperone, Miss Zinnia, was laid out over the coach's lap with her cunt hanging off the seat and cum running down to her ankles. A black magic marker was stuck in her ass, and a series of tally marks ran over each ass cheek. By my count, every guy in the bus had fucked her at least once since we left the stadium. Coach was reading a book and working on a beer as Miss Zinnia stroked him off with one hand. And Jeff, the special teams coach, was flipping through a stats report as her mouth worked on his balls. Miss Zinnia's daughter, a cute little 8-year-old named Corey, was sitting on the starting quarterback's chest across the aisle being idly tongue-diddled while 2 7th-grade girls took turns eating his asshole and sucking his dick. None of the guys were allowed to fuck Corey yet. We were saving that for the championship game. I glanced up at the bus driver who was being tended to by the coach's wife. She had a thing for giving roadhead, and we had a long road ahead of us. He caught my eye in the rearview mirror and gave me a thumbs up sign. I mooned him, smiled, and gave him a thumbs up back. Ashley! I looked up and saw my friend Whitney, the coach's daughter, beckoning me towards the back. Sitting between 2 senior running backs with her legs draped over their knees, she had a big grin on her face, a soaking wet dick in each hand, and was wearing nothing but her bitch choker and a spatter of cum across her chin and down over her overripe tits. I sauntered back, glancing here and there at the mass of debauched fucking going on either side of me. One group of freshmen, probably kickers or towel boys, were mauling a crying 7th grader, pinching at her nipples and trying to get her to suck them off, while a sophomore, safety, slowly slipped his dick into her unwilling hole. He toasted me and finished his beer. What's hopping back here, Wit? She just smiled, rubbing the head of one of the huge black cocks with her thumb and glancing over her shoulder toward the very back of the bus with a smile. Then her long red hair fell over her face as she bent from the waist and started to deep throat the dick. Of all the things I admire about Whitney, her style and her confidence are the most impressive. Well, that and her school spirit. That girl knows how to reward a winning team. Kyle, the senior, sitting by the aisle, casually reached out his hand and began stroking my inner thigh. As I spread my legs, moaned, and ran a hand through his hair, it was clear that he had a long night. He smiled at me as his dick was slowly pumped. If anyone could get him off one last time, it would be Whitney. I stared towards the back where a crowd was gathering. Popping up for a second to gasp for air, Whitney grinned at me. Little Miss Megan in the back thinks she has what it takes to join the St. George bitch squad. I thought maybe you could do the honors. Holy shit, this was amazing. I tried to sound calm and cool as I took a draw from the beer. No problem, Whit. I'll get the little hooker filled out like an application. That's my bitch. Lick some of this cum off me before I go. I made eye contact with Leo, the big black guy she had been sucking off, and gave him a smile. I knew he liked watching me use my tongue on the other girls. When I leaned down and slurped a dollop of fuck juice off of her stomach, I'd heard him start groaning, so I followed the trail of slime up her sternum and around her areola. I made a slurping sound, pulling on the hard pink nipple like a little dick. Whitney's big titties heaved, and her ass slipped back and forth on the slopping, wet seat. I heard Leo get off, and Whitney pushed me away as she bent over to catch the flood in her mouth. I hope I'm as cool as Whitney when I'm a freshman. As I walked to the back of the bus with a little extra spring in my step, I heard her turn to Kyle. Now, let's see if my tight little asshole can get you off. Blonde bitch, get over here and make this fat varsity dick hard. Asian girl, get my shitter wet for this huge cock. I pushed through the crowd, displacing a circle of guys with their dicks already in hand. On the floor on the bus, a small girl with curly black hair was on her knees. She was popping back and forth between the guys, rubbing and licking dicks, trying to work up the nervous energy to do what she had told Whitney she wanted to do. Our school mascot, St. George the Irish Mastiff, was enjoying a blowjob from Tiff, the newest bitch on the squad. His tongue lolled out of his mouth as Rock, the team captain, rubbed the dog's flank, and a blonde head bobbed up and down on St. George's most impressive part, a slick pink cock like a forearm. I could see tonight's special guest in Rock's lap, but I had more important things to worry about at the moment than a South Central cheerleader on the wrong bus. I passed my beer bottle to Zach, a huge junior fullback who had a little Hispanic seventh grader wrapped around him like a koala, fucking her almost like he would burp a baby. One hand on her ass, one hand wrapped around the back of her neck, her face buried in his shoulder. He nodded to me, licked the neck of the bottle, and began working it back and forth across her tiny, puckered asshole. She started breathing hard, and Zach smiled at me. I winked at him, kissed his cheek, and then got serious. With a huff, I stepped forward and put my hands on my hips. I hear that some little whore back here thinks she has what it takes to be a bitch. The tiny brunette Megan looked up at me, nodded, and I stepped forward to accept her tongue and my cunt. I ran fingers around her head and rubbed myself on her face like I was forcing a dick down her throat. And I felt fingers and cocks begin to press into my ass as the players entertained themselves with my backside. Tiff looked up at me from the back seat and winked. She stood and began patting her thighs, beckoning St. George to hop down. As a thin rivulet of cum oozed out of my ass around a mass of probing fingers, I had an idea that would make this initiation a little extra special. Excuse me, mighty mastiffs. I don't believe that this fuck slut here properly got all of you off before she made her claims about being bitch-worthy. Her mistake. I turned around and bent at the waist, pressing my well-used nether hole into Megan's probing mouth. Allow me to take care of you while this fresh meat fuck sleeve learns a lesson in manners. Eat my dirty ass, you dumb cunt, and maybe I'll let you take a hard fucking from our dog. I felt a tongue snake past my sphincter as she brought up a hand to massage my clit. The girl was going to do just fine. As I took a dick in each hand, I looked over my shoulder to watch Tiff getting ready. With one hand on St. George's collar, she leaned down and slapped Megan's ass and inner thighs, the universal command for spread your legs, whore. With a grin and a toss of her hair, Tiff spun and lay down on the aisle floor, slipping herself between Megan's knees by grabbing one thigh and sliding in the pool of cum that ran the length of the bus. She gazed up at Megan's well-used sex directly above her and then, with a wet crack, slapped her on the pussy hard like she was swatting a fly. "I felt more than heard," Megan moaned. I turned to the boys as a dick slipped into my mouth and then a second one. I could feel it as Tiff kept scooting further under Megan as she pulled St. George's collar down to let him lick at her own pussy. Before long, Tiff was being pushed backwards across the wet floor as St. George sent his huge tongue into the deepest part of Tiff's pussy and pressed his nose against her blonde tufted clit. Megan tensed up more and more as Tiff, breathing hard, kept biting her nipples and slapping her on the cunt, tits, and ass. Tiff laughed as Megan tensed up further. If I remembered by my own initiation, Tiff had just plugged three fingers into the little brunette, cupping her hard and flicking at the G-spot with her middle finger. "This bitch isn't ready. Our dog is gonna rip into this fucking baby pussy open." I pulled off the cocks with arcs of spit and pre-cum drizzling off my chin. Working a dick with each hand, I said over my shoulder, "Well, she's gonna take our dog's fuck stick one way or another now. This starry-eyed little cocksucker just ate my shit pipe like a pro and got it nice and ready for this friendly group of varsity football players to pump full of cum." I turned again, slowly this time, and got a wicked chill as I felt her tongue run out of my ass. Manly hands wrapped around me and a wet cockhead pressed into my well-used back door. I looked down at Megan and winked. Below her, Tiff was bucking through an orgasm as St. George scrubbed out the inside of her womb. I could tell that she had one hand pinching her own clit and one pinching Megan's. Once her blush started to fade and I knew that Tiff's big O was through, I blew a kissy face at Megan. Then I slapped the little brunette across the face and whistled for St. George. Tears formed in Megan's eyes as her cheeks turned red, and she started crying as I grabbed a fistful of her hair and pushed her face to the floor beside Tiff's head. Tiff hooked one arm around Megan's neck and held her close, chest to chest. The two of them almost looked like lesbian lovers. St. George looked up from Tiff's sloppy hole, saw the wide open pussy spread out in front of him, and crawled up onto Megan's back. I helped his front paws as I went to my knees. "This is it, whore. You take my dog's cock while all of these nice men rape my ass. Once they've come in me, the team is going to piss all over you. If you get my dog off before the team is done raping me and before he splits you open like the fucking slut you are, and you'll get to call yourself one of St. George's bitches." From below, shoulder to shoulder with the pen girl, Tiff guided his mass of slick doggy dick into the sobbing seventh grader. I leaned down so that I was cheek to cheek with Megan. A throbbing hard cock had pushed deep into my ass guts. "If you give up before the dog is done, well, you're going back to being just another puke on the bus. If you can't get my dog off before the last man here pours his seed into my little girl shitter, you get to take Ms. Zinnia's place after next game. And my advice is to put those itty bitty hips to work, pushing back and fucking my dog." I looked up, letting St. George lick my face as he pounded into Megan. In the very back seat, Rog was plugging his dick into tonight's special guest, a pretty blonde cheerleader wearing the wrong school colors with a line of duct tape across her mouth and several bands of duct tape wrapping her calves to her thighs. Her hands were behind her back. Lines of mascara ran down her cheeks. Half of her uniform and her underwear had been destroyed with utility knives, and her bright green eyes were fixated on the splayed open hull of our would-be bitch as a shaft of hard dog cock plowed into her. One cock pulled out of my ass with a pop, and another took its place. I ran my fingers down my stomach and started rubbing cum into my hot pussy as I rested a cheek on Tiff's shoulder. Is our special guest enjoying her team's humiliating defeat tonight, Team Captain Rock? He looked at me and grinned, then pushed into the slut hard. Her eyes squeezed shut and fresh tears appeared. Not very much, bitch, Ashley. I think that our special guest here was a virgin before tonight's shameful loss to our undefeated mastiffs. Oh my, Team Captain Rock, is there blood from her virgin cunt on your magnificent cock, Team Captain Rock? Most of it has probably found its way into her ass now, bitch Ashley. Good, Team Captain Rock. If I may ask, is her South Central shitter tight, Team Captain Rock? Loosening up nicely, bitch Ashley. I think that this little whore is beginning to understand why St. George has the finest football program in the country. A stream of piss began raining down on Megan's face. She gasped as the cock popped out of my slippery butthole and was replaced with another. A second stream of piss started splashing off the side of Megan's face, and Tiff whispered something, and Megan turned her head to catch the spray in her mouth. God damn, this girl was going to work out just fine. She was real bitch material. I considered for a moment and watched Rock adjust the squirming girl on his lap. He laid her head over the edge of the seat so that she could watch St. George at work and began fucking her doggy style. His balls slapped her cunt, and I could see where her wrists were crossed against her lower back, duct taped to one another. Has our special guest had an opportunity to spend time with team photographer Blake yet, Team Captain Rock? Blake is on the marching band bus tonight. They have a sophomore in the flute section, bitch Erica, who is having a contest tonight with principal's own bitch Justine. She told the drumline she could take a cowbell up her ass while pulling a longer train than anyone on the cheerleading squad, the flag team, the pep girls, or the band. Well, tonight is bitch Erica's opportunity to prove herself against the best of the best. Sounds like a lot of fun, Team Captain Rock. Lady Justine is on the marching band bus? Yep, she came out of retirement just for tonight's win and for the bet. Principal Kaufman told me that she hasn't fucked high school guys in almost a year, and that she learned how to fist her own pussy a couple months ago at a party. Another dick slapped out of my ass, and a third stream began as the first one petered out. I leaned up and licked the last drips from the spent cock as a pair of fingers spilled into my back door. I ground down on the fingers, squeezing as I took them to the palm, and a third joined them. Megan was blushing, and I watched her tiny toes curl as an orgasm wrecked her. Tiff's fingers were busy, and St. George's enormous cock was now punching in and out with ease, churning her little fuckhole into a froth. So, will our special guest have an opportunity to spend time with team photographer Blake so that her raped cunt can be displayed for all to see in the school's trophy case, Team Captain Rock? Rock's thrust intensified as our special guest started sobbing, and I watched as he blew a load into her colon. Yeah, the buses are going to pull in at a truck stop in about an hour or so, and Justine is going to introduce this little fuck rag to a few of her friends who hang out there. It'll be Blake, the principal, and whoever else wants to go on the field trip. After that, everyone can switch buses however they want. He pulled out, wiped his cum and shit covered dick on the special guest's cheek, and stepped over to begin pissing on Megan. Me, I'm probably going to take a nap. I have a big day tomorrow. A recruiter from Gibson is coming by and my girlfriend and her daughter will be with him. Holy fuck. Gibson was the principal and the coach's alma mater and possibly the best school in the country. Well, it would be an honor for this bitch to suck your cock later, Team Captain Rock. Please let this bitch know she may be of service. Will do, bitch Ashley. Hey guys, go fuck tonight's special guest while she's still fresh. That little cum dumpster is gonna look like she fell down a flight of stairs and smell like low tide by the time Justine and her friends get done with her. He walked away as Megan screamed with another orgasm. St. George hunched against her and Tiff nodded at me. He was dumping a load into the little bitch. I kissed Megan's cheek and then licked at her tears, easing off the fingers behind me. You did it, Megan. I slowly got up and turned around to see Whitney on her knees behind me, licking cum from my ass off her palm. Her other hand was working at the clit of the little Hispanic seventh grader, who was spun around with Zach's dick buried 3 inches into her ass. She smiled and beckoned with her middle finger for me to bend down to her. She leaned in and kissed me, pressing a mouthful of spunk into my lips. We locked eyes after a moment. I'm so proud of you, Ashley. You remind me so much of when I was your age. You're going to be the best bitch this school has ever had. I blushed. I didn't even know what to say. She nodded up the aisle. I'll take care of Megan and St. George's knot. You go make this announcement, little girl. I walked up the aisle as proud as I had ever been. I noticed that someone had replaced the magic marker in Miss Zinnia's ass with a beer bottle. She didn't seem to mind and was now working Coach's huge cock with both hands while Jeff fucked her face. Team Captain Rock had stopped to get a beer and was watching as the little sixth grader I had commanded to eat my cunt was being held down and raped by a halfback named Rick. Her quiet friend, the one who had ignored me, sat on the little slut's chest and held Rick's dick steady as he rubbed his thick tool through her puffy, lily-white pussy lips. At the front of the bus, Coach's wife took a momentary break from sucking the driver's dick to hand me the microphone for the bus's public address system. I leaned in close to the seat to allow the driver to run his free hand over my body. Everyone, may I have your attention? 2 dozen heads popped up as the driver plunged a finger into my ass. I could feel cum running down both of my legs as I bent over to accept it. Tonight, the St. George Mastiffs raped the living fuck out of the limp wrist faggots of South Central. There was a cheer, especially from the back. Our special guest was being used in all 3 holes now, with the duct tape which had once covered her mouth now firmly placed across her eyes. Someone must have convinced her that biting would be a bad idea, but that a rousing session of 3-prong outlet might be a fun game that would get her home sooner. In addition, the St. George Bitch Squad is pleased to announce that, oh, fuck, mister, are you trying to get your whole hand at my shitter? There was a general giggle from the assembled throng, and yes, he was. I pushed back, trying to see how this was going to work out. Coach's wife pulled an ass cheek aside to help him, took his dick in one hand and threw one of my legs over her shoulder, and then applied those thick dick-sucking lips to my clit. We're pleased to, fuck me, to announce, holy fuck, that we are pleased to be joined by, oh, fuck, holy fuck, my little ass, oh, a beautiful young lady, fuck Christ, who has proven herself. Fuck. Oh, Mr. Fuck My Ass. Oh, a really amazing example of true Saint George. Jesus. Fuck Christ, Mr. Oh, school spirit. Oh, rape my fucking ass. Jesus, Mr., please. Oh, fuck. At that point, Whitney came up and saved me. And by save me, I mean that she helped her mom steer while the bus driver lifted me up into a seat and fucked the holy shit out of my ass. Go Mastiffs!